We're joined now by the senior coach of the Sunbury Lions Football and Netball Club, Rick Horwood, as they prepare for what will be a big Saturday afternoon at Clark Oval with the Risk Memorial match. Rick, it's hard to believe that it was 12 months ago that the MH17 tragedy struck and obviously hit the local community pretty hard.
Yeah, it did, and good evening, and yes, it'd be bearing on a lot of people in the Sunbury community. No more than Vanessa and James, obviously.
With Albert and Marie Risk tragically passing away, I want to rewind back 12 months ago and ask you how it affected yourself personally, because for many people out there, you were the face and you were being looked up by a lot of young, I suppose you could almost call them kids, in the Sunbury Lions side. How did you go about dealing with it?
Well, one, we tried to divert the media attention because it was fairly strong at an early stage. I think 6:30 in the morning they were knocking on, the Risk family home, and broken. Yeah, it was pretty tough. I think the club handled it extremely well, and I think close family friends, the Risk family, but Marie really got around and gave some great direction, and I think I've played a very, very minor part in that, and tried to help best way we could and divert some of the attention and, take a bit of pressure off the family. And, I think those family friends and most of those were associated with the football club. Yeah, I think we did a small part in helping, I suppose. Yeah.
Very similar circumstances the last couple of weeks with what's happened with the Adelaide Football Club and Phil Walsh, obviously not to the same size and scale, but on a community basis, and the footy club still is the hub of the community, isn't it? And that's, I suppose, one positive is that in a tragedy like what happened, it really did bring people together.
Yeah, it did, and I think that, all hats off to the football club and the way they handled themselves and, the way they conducted themselves, I think, pretty similar to the way the Adelaide Football Club and the communities act, recently with Phil Walsh's tragedy. I think, sporting clubs in the community are, very, very vital. It's not just about the football. It's, it's about keeping the kids off the street. It's about, making better characters. And when it turns a full circle like that, I think, the club, as a whole, and I think the Sunbury community had to be, hats off, to the way they've helped the Risk family of Vanessa and James.
Are you able to tell us what their involvement was? I know Albert was pretty high up on the committee, and Marie was helping out in the canteen, I believe. So they were well entrenched in the club.
You try and look back at it now, like 12 months' time, and obviously we'll have to talk about it, fair bit this Saturday, being the anniversary, and, the club's organised a, president's luncheon with a lot of dignitaries and family, friends, and all that attending. So I tend to hope, and I hope that when I get to talk that, we can reflect on the good times and, how much influence that Albert had. From a personal perspective, Albert was a committeeman. Marie worked in the canteen tirelessly. She was a character off the field. I can just remember fond days of having fond wins and great big smooches, when we had a good win. And obviously, Marie loved her white wine, and Albert, I roomed with Albert one year on the old players, the old guys' footy trip, and, he's a fantastic supporter to myself, and obviously Albert was the one that sponsored the coaches, and he's still, to this day, Rain and Horn, a sponsor on coaches' collars. So that was a thing that Glenn Hay and myself kind of pushed Albert down the track, and it's still, to this day, he's still the coach's sponsor.
Great to hear that the legacy does live on.
Great people,
Yeah.
Tragic loss.
Yeah, it certainly was. When we all found out about it, I think it rocked everyone pretty hard. You don't expect something like that to happen, let alone in your own community, and it'd be worse for, obviously, family and friends and the players as well.
Yeah, and it's a true credit to the way, Vanessa and James have handled themselves, the dignity and the way they've gone about it, it's fantastic. And also to those close family friends that have really, really supported, Vanessa and James in over the last 12 months. It's, I suppose it'll be, pretty cheery. The football on Saturday will be secondary to, the thoughts that we have with, in the fond memories.
And, of course, I think we need to speak a bit about the league and the Redan Football Club as well, because they came to the party. I think they left the call in your hands as to whether or not the game went ahead last year.
Yeah.
So pretty big act of sportsmanship shown by the club.
It was, and, it was probably a blessing in disguise that, that it just fell on that we were playing Redan that weekend. You know, the rivalry... It is rivalry round this weekend, and we requested to play the Redan Football Club to, you know, probably repay the hospitality that they gave us last year. It was, you know, phenomenal. All their players wore two black armbands, and they shook each person's hand from the under-18s through to the netball, the reserves, all the way. They fed us after the game. They were absolutely fantastic, and obviously probably. Because of the respect that in my time at Redan versus Sunbury in the 5 years I've been there, they've been the club that we've had the most rival with, and also the respect that I've had for that club. You know, we've modelled ourselves a little bit on them, and obviously they're on top of the ladder at the moment, and we're sitting sixth, and you know, it'd be lovely to do it. But you know, like I said before, the game's probably secondary to getting Vanessa and James through the weekend. So, be nice to win as a coach. I'd love the players to do it for Risky and Albert, Marie, and Vanessa. But you know, like last year, the disappointment of I didn't know as a coach what to say to the players after the game. We were three goals up at one stage late in the third quarter, and we got pipped. And you know, when the siren went, the relief that the game was finally over. And you know, what do I say to the group as we go off? They feel like they've, you know, disappointed, you know, Albert and Marie and thing. And then you turn around and James has walked out to the middle to greet the players. And he just turned and said, you know, the result doesn't matter. Thanks the way you've played. And that, no one had to say anything after that, and we all walked off as one. So, the game is secondary to the weekend. And as a coach, you'd like to win, and I'm sure the players that we select, I reckon there'll be a lot of blokes this week on the track that, they'll be trying to pull to get into the 22 just to be part of it and show great support for James.
Because it is, has been launched, is it the Risk Memorial Trophy?
Or? Yeah, the Albert and Marie Risk Memorial Trophy. I think the Herald Sun came and did a photo shoot with Risky on Friday, and I'm not sure if that story's out yet, but yeah, the club's got made a trophy, and you know, we'll play for that every year from now going forward with the Redan Football Club.
Yeah, it just adds something more to that rivalry between the two clubs. As you mentioned, was more of an on-field one in years gone by, but last year it just showed that there's strength off the field as well.
Yeah, and also to the community too. The support they showed at the funeral was massive, and also the Ballarat Football League. They were terrific. You know, even the North Ballarat Roosters, they sent down their pastor to do counselling with all the players and all the stuff. You kind of forget about those things, but kind of this week we're reflecting on what we did and how we've moved forward and stuff. And I think, you know, that from a coach's perspective with the players, I just really think that it adds to their character about the way they went about it, and you're just so proud of them.
Like a proud dad.
Mm.
Not only are you dealing with that, but you're also dealing with the fact that the president is out injured as well, I suppose you could say, tongue-in-cheek, but unfortunately suffering a stroke last Monday. Are you able to give us a bit of an update on his health?
Yeah, I spoke to him on Friday, and he sent me a video. You know, personally, I put it up for the players on their private Facebook thing, and it was quite funny, actually. He named various players and told them to lift their game, and it's not all about the coach, it's not all about the captain, it's all about the president, and make sure you do this, and make sure you do that. I thought it was quite funny, and, yeah, it was good to get a message across, and there was a bit of banter going back with him and the stuff. So, yeah, obviously Jack's in for a long, long road of recovery. He's in the Sunshine Hospital at present, and he's got a view looking over a soccer ground, which he's not too happy with, but if you look to the right, he can see the city, and so he's in fairly good. He can talk now, and he's still a bit paralysed down on his left side. He's got a bit of feeling in his leg, from what he told me on Friday. But Yeah, so hopefully, touch wood, it'll be a long road to recovery, but he'll get there.